Closing the Gap. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Matt Hall is bridged up to Brent Sass at the front of the race. The pair were together earlier this morning at the historic Slavens Roadhouse, about 275 miles from the Fairbanks finish line. Hugh Neff, Alan Moore, Ed Hopkins, Paige Drobny, and rookie Catherine Keith round out the top seven, with the other 10 mushers strung out between Eagle and Dawson. KUAC's Molly Reddick reports from Eagle, where Matt Hall shared his thoughts on the race and the potential of catching Brent Sass.
In the corner of the room, musher Matt Hall shared a table with his parents and a few other local friends. He grew up at a homestead 6 miles downriver from Eagle. Hall came into the checkpoint in third, about 5 hours behind leader Brent Sass. He had made up a little bit of time on the last run, but not enough to close the gap, and he said he was running out of time.
The plan isn't necessarily to catch Brent. It's to just be close enough to him so that if something happens, Alan or Hugh or Ed don't catch him first.
So. Veterinary assistant Megan Hoffman stood next to Matt Hall's dog team as he checked into Eagle Friday morning. She wore a big red parka and carried a willow branch in her hand, with a plastic cup the size of a juice glass wedged onto the end.
A nice two-pronged fork with tape at the end so the cup sits nicely in there.
She was on a mission. When one of the dogs squatted down to pee, Hoffman lunged. The vets collect pee samples every few checkpoints to check for performance-enhancing drugs and painkillers. It's not always an easy task.
It's a very fine balance between being quick and not, like, spooking the dogs when you, like, rush up at them with a stick while they're peeing.
In Eagle, teams are required to rest for 4 hours and get vet checks. Several vets milled around the dog yard outside the old school, checking legs, feet, heart, lungs, and general body condition. Head vet Nina Hansen gave a physical to a 5-year-old dog named Joey.
So I just looked at his gums, and they are pink. Right now I'm just pulling up his skin to check his hydration. He is a little bit dehydrated, but that's not uncommon when they get in from a long run. If he eats well, he'll be fine.
Mushers drop dogs throughout the race if they're sick, sore, or simply don't want to pull. On Friday, Brent Sass dropped an orange and white dog named Maddie because she had a sore shoulder.
Come on, Maddie.
Hansen walked her over to the truck where she was driven to the airstrip, loaded into a canvas sack, and packed into the airplane to circle, along with a group of vets and officials. There, the mushers handlers pick up the dropped dogs and take them home. Vets are an integral part of sled dog racing. They come from all over to volunteer. Alaska, the lower 48, even the southern hemisphere. Alan Taylor has volunteered at 5 Iditarods and 2 Yukon Quests. The negative 20 weather in Eagle is a sharp contrast to the 105-degree weather at his home in New South Wales, Australia. The animals are a bit different, too.
We've got some sheep. I've retired from general practice, but I do horse races and occasional friends' dogs.
Eagle is a gold rush town on the Yukon River, 375 miles from the finish. On Friday, Raven squawked over sleeping dogs burrowed into the straw. Inside the old schoolhouse, mushers hung their iced-up winter clothing on ropes strung over a barrel wood stove. Then they sat down at folding tables and ordered from a menu of homemade items. Sonia Sager was heating up a frozen meal in the microwave.
I am making another beef stroganoff for Ed Hopkins because this beef stroganoff that my mom made is the most popular thing. Everyone has had it, I think. Unless I missed, maybe somebody I missed didn't have it.
I haven't had it yet.
She's volunteered for the Yukon Quest since high school.
They hang up their own gear, do their own dog things. What we do is we cook the food and they pick it out. It's all you can eat.
She also helps them find trail conditions, dog water, and gives wake-up calls.
We make 3 attempts to wake them. Usually they're right up on the first one, but in case they're not.
After Eagle, mushers take the Yukon River to Circle and head toward Eagle Summit, the last big climb of the race and a notorious game changer. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Molly Reddig.
The Quest field is down to 17 mushers as veteran Yuka Honda decided to drop out yesterday in Dawson City. A dog in Honda's team died on the run into Dawson Thursday. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.